The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest beloved viewers of Madani channel, our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to send durood and salam upon him abundantly. There are so many virtues and excellence for reciting durood sharif upon our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Fudala bin Ubaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once seated in the masjid. A man came and offered salah and made dua saying these words, Allahumma ghfir li warhamni, meaning, O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive me and have mercy upon me. Whereupon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Oh, you who just performed your salah, you harid. Then he went on to say that, إِذَا صَلَّيْتَ فَكَعَدْتَ فَحْمِدِ اللَّهَ بِمَا هُوَ أَهْلُهُ وَصَلِّ عَلَيَّ ثُمَّ دُعُوهُ. When you complete your salah, first praise Allah Azza wa Jal in a manner that He, Allah Azza wa Jalla, deserves, and recite Salatu salam, durood sharif upon me, then make dua. The narrator has further said that after him, another person offered salah as well. Then praised Allah Azza wa Jal and recited durood sharif, salatu salam upon the beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whereupon remarked, Ayyuhal musalli udu'u tujib. O you who just offered his salah, make dua, it will be answered. Dearest Madani channel viewers, it has become evident from the above mentioned narration that if a person wants his dua to be answered, it is necessary, compulsory for him or her to recite Salatu ala Nabi Durood Sharif before and after the dua. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dearest Madani channel viewers, before listening to the bayan, let us try and make good intentions for attaining rewards. The beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So, why not we try to gain maximum reward so that inshallah we'll benefit from the bayan. For without a good intention, no reward is granted for a good deed. The more righteous the intention is, or one makes, the greater the reward. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are carrying on and continuing with our discourse on the huquq. Firstly, we commence and we are focusing on the huququllah, the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. What are the rights that we owe to meet Allah Azza wa Jal? Is Allah Azza wa Jal commands us that we fulfill also His rights? And it is through fulfilling the rights of Allah that would have fulfilled our life obligation in this world, so that Allah can reward us. And we as well looked at the first right which we owe to Allah Azza wa Jalla, which is rather the first right, which is to have correct iman in the our belief in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and to have the right iman with regard to what iman a Muslim is supposed to have. And then we looked at the aspect of salah as the right of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Now we carry on and we're continuing, and now we are focusing on the right of Allah Azza wa Jal, that we have to fulfill this right of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which is zakat. Zakat literally means to purify, to develop, to cause, to grow. According to commentaries and according to what is stated, zakat is an act of ibadat that is fard on every adult Muslim who is the owner of nisab. So let us look and hear what are the consequences of not paying zakat, and what are the benefits of paying zakat. Amir Ahli Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, has given and narrated a story with regard to the bad end of Qarun as the result of consequences of not paying zakat. Qarun was the son of Yashar, who was the uncle of Sayyiduna Musa ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu salam. He was very handsome man, impressed with his charm and elegant beauty. He was very handsome, as we stated, and people used to call him Munawwar as a result of his elegance. Another quality that made him prominent among the Bani Israel was that he was a great scholar of the Torah. In other words, he was an alim of Torah. He was very humble also in character. In return, people used to show great dignity and respect towards him. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with enormous, unimaginable treasures of wealth that he had appointed 40 strong, powerful men to take care and operate the key of his treasures, the keys of his treasures, as it is stated in the Quran. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And we gave him so many treasures whose keys were a heavy burden for a strong group of men. An excess of wealth changed his attitude entirely, and he became extremely arrogant. When the commandment of zakat was revealed, he promised in front of Sayyidina Nabi Musa ala Nabiina alayhi salatu salam that he will pay 1,000th share as a zakah of his capital. But when he calculated his wealth and possessions, a huge amount was deductible as zakat money. Upon seeing all this, greed and malice overpowered him. He did not only deny zakah, but also tried to slander Sayyidina Nabi Musa ala Nabiina alayhi salatu salam and plotted an evil deed against him, influencing a woman through a lot of wealth to lay a blame on Sayyidina Nabi Musa ala Nabiina alayhi salatu salam. Thereafter, right when Sayyiduna Nabi Musa ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu salam was delivering his sermon, Qarun interrupted him and said, "The Bani Israel have assumed that you have committed adultery with such and such a woman." Sayyiduna Nabi Musa ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu salam said, "Bring that woman in front of me." Therefore, she was summoned. And Sayyiduna Nabi Musa ala Nabiina alayhi salatu salam said, "O lady, swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, who split the river, dug out ways and revealed the Torah, speak the truth." She started trembling, seeing the glory and majesty of Sayyiduna Nabi Musa ala Nabiina alayhi salatu salam, and publicly confessed, "O Prophet of Allah, Qarun enticed me to lay a blame against you by giving me a good amount of wealth. Then Sayyiduna Nabi Musa, ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam, prostrated into sajda with tearful eyes to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Supplicated to Allah Azza wa Jal in a state of prostration, and he said, O Allah Azza wa Jal, inflict your wrath and anger upon Karun. Then he alayhi salam said to the Bani Israel that the one who is with Karun should stay with him, and the one who is with me should separate from Karun. Therefore, all the Bani Israel left Karun except two wicked people. Thereafter, Sayyidina Nabi Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam ordered the earth, Ya ardu khudihim. O earth, seize Karun straight away. Karun sunk into the earth up to his knees. He alayhi salam again ordered the same command to the earth, and again Karun sank down to his waist. After witnessing this, Karun started crying and shrieking and started begging Sayyiduna Nabi Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam for the sake of his kinship and relationship with Sayyiduna Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam. But Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam did not give any response. Finally, he completely sank to the earth. Sayyiduna Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that he would continue sinking into the earth till the hereafter. The Bani Israel said, Sayyiduna Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam invoked a curse upon Karun due to his house, wealth and possession. Consequently, the house of Karun that was made of gold and all of his treasure were buried into the ground. The glorious Quran has mentioned the consequence of Karun in this manner. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Then we caused him and his home to sink into the earth. So he had no group to save him from Allah Azza wa Jal. Nor could he take revenge. Dear Madani Channel viewers, have you seen the dreadful end of Karun? Over denying zakah and due to incurring enmity towards the blessed Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyiduna Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu salam, neither his possession nor his wealth benefited him. He was even inflicted with divine torment along with his treasures. Remember that zakat has been made obligatory upon the ummah of the beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is stated in the glorious Quran, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and establish salah and give zakah. Commenting on this blessed ayat, Sadrul Afadil, Allama Mawlana Mufti, Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi, alayhi rahmatul hadi, has stated in Khazainul Irfan, this verse, this ayat states the obligation of salah and zakah. Dear Madani Channel viewers, zakah is also one of the essentials, the pillars of Islam. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated, Islam is based on the following five principles. To testify, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah Azza wa Jal, and Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Prophet of Allah. Number two, to offer the salah. Number three, to pay zakah. And number four, to perform hajj. And number five, to observe fast during the month of Ramadan. The importance of zakah can be imagined through the fact that zakah and salah has been mentioned together 32 times in the Holy Quran. Dear Madani Channel viewers, no matter how economically advanced any country is, it still cannot completely eradicate poverty. And there exist people who live in a downward circle of poverty and deprivation due to various reasons. Allah Azza wa Jalla has entrusted the wealth and prosperous people with the responsibility to meet the needs of poor people. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal has made zakah obligatory upon wealthy people so that they help the miserable and destitute people of society through their zakat of their wealth. It also circulates in the hands of the poor instead of restricting it to just the elite few. Thus, it brings balance in the economic condition of the people living in the society. Remember, if Allah Azza wa Jalla wanted, He, Allah Azza wa Jal, would have made everybody rich and no one would be left poor with the divine will of Allah Azza wa Jal. He made also some people rich and others poor so that Allah Azza wa Jalla may test through rich by His wealth and the poor through His poverty. And it is stated in the Holy Quran.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ الْأَرْضِ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَكُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا آتَاكُمْ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And it is He who has made you vicegerents in the earth and ranked some of you high above others, in order that He may test you with what He has bestowed upon you. That is to mean that make you undergo a test and trials and observe how grateful you are after gaining His high status, blessings and wealth, and how you treat one another. We have learned that the world is merely a house of tests and trials. So we should feel privileged to happily discharge the divine commandments and accumulate stockpiles of reward for the hereafter as well. As zakah is such an ibadat, worship, which is full of immense benefit and virtues of this world and the hereafter. Let us observe and try to understand 15 advantages of zakah and make its importance firmer and stronger in our hearts. Number one, the source of completion of iman. The first good fortune of paying zakah is that it is a source of the completion of iman. Let us try and understand that the blessed sayings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said, number one, completion of Islam is that you pay zakah of your possession. Number two, the one who has iman upon Allah Azza wa Jalla and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is necessary for him to pay zakah of his possession. Respected Madani channel viewers, we are discussing the point that regarding the right of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which we owe to him through zakah. So we're looking at the points that have been mentioned in the hadith, which brings out the completion of iman through zakah. So number two, they say showering of divine mercy. The second good fortune for paying zakah is that it is a source of divine blessings and mercy, as it is stated in the glorious Quran.
وَرَحْمَتِي وَسَعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And my mercy encompasses all things, so I shall soon destine favors for those who fear and pay the obligatory charity, that is of zakat. So the third excellence of paying zakat is that it is a source of attaining piety, as the glorious Quran is mentioned in the third ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah regarding one of the signs of pious people.
وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ.
And spend in our cause from what we have bestowed upon them. Number four, way to success. The fourth excellence of paying zakah is that one is included in the list of successful people, as one of the blessed virtues of successful people is payment of zakat. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran,
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ
والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Successful indeed are the believers, those who humbly cry in their prayers and who do not incline towards indecent matters and who pay the obligatory charity. Number five, deserving of divine help. The fifth excellence of paying zakah is that Allah Azza wa Jal helps the one who pays zakah, as it is stated in the Holy Quran.
وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. الذين إن مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر ولله عاقبة الأمور.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal will assist the one who helps his religion. Indeed, surely Allah Azza wa Jal is almighty and dominant. The people who, if we give them control in the land, will keep their prayer established and pay charity, that is zakat, and enjoin virtue and forbid from evil, and for Allah only is the result of all works. Number six, pouring into happiness into the hearts of Muslims. We discussing the obligation of paying the right of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla through zakat. So we're looking at 15 points, and the sixth point is pouring happiness into the hearts of Muslims. The sixth excellence, that zakat meets the needs of the poor people and they become overjoyed. Remember that to be source of Muslims' happiness brings great reward. Revered and renowned Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, the greatest deed after performing the obligatory acts is to pour happiness, to give happiness into the heart of a Muslim. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Number seven, beauty of an Islamic society. The seventh virtue is that paying zakat as a right to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is the beauty of the Islamic society. As the rich provides courage to the poor Muslim families by giving zakat, so he may lead his life with respect and honor. Furthermore, the hearts of poor people remain immune from malice and jealousy because he knows that he has a right into the wealth of wealthy Muslims. So he also prays for blessings and barakat in the wealth and possession and children of his fellow Muslims. The beloved and blessed Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is stated, indeed, true believer to another true believer is the similitude of a building strengthening one another. Number eight, strong brotherhood. The eighth advantage of paying zakat is a haqq, as the right of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, is that zakat plays a pivotal role in developing a strong brotherhood among Muslims, leading to the fostering of unity in the Islamic society and Muslims at large. And Muslims become the testimony of following the blessed saying of the beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by their mutual cooperation and affection. The similitude of the Muslims is like one body in regard to the mutual friendship, affection, and feeling of attachment. When a limb is hurt, the whole body hurts because of the sleeplessness and fever. The ninth excellence of paying zakat is that it purifies the possession of wealth. As it is mentioned, Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the noblest prophet Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, pay zakat out of your possession of wealth, it will purify you. Number 10, getting rid of evil qualities. The 10th excellence is that zakat not only purifies the possession of wealth, but also bestows purity to one's inner self as well. It also rid us of evil qualities like greed and miserliness, as the Holy Quran condemns the miser.
ولا يحسبن الذين يبخلون بما آتاهم الله من فضله هو خيرا لهم بل هو شر لهم سيطوقون ما بخلوا به يوم القيامة.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman: And never must those who act miserly upon what Allah has bestowed upon them of His grace think that it is good for them. In fact, it is harmful for them. Soon, what they had withheld will be collars around their necks on the day of resurrection. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Number 11, we're looking at points through which we benefit from zakat and what zakat brings in the Muslim society. And we're looking at the aspect of zakat as the right of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So number 11th point, which Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah has stated, he says, the 11th excellence is that zakat does not reduce wealth. Instead, it increases in the world and the hereafter. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran,
وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman: In whatever you spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, He will recompense you with more, and He is the best of the providers. In another ayat, Allah Azza wa Jalla says,
مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم. الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman: The example of those who spend their wealth in Allah's way is similar to that of the grain which has sprouted 7 stalks. In each stalk is 100 grains. And Allah Azza wa Jal may increase it still more than this from whatever He wills. And Allah is most able, all-knowing. Those who spend their wealth in the Allah Azza wa Jalla's way and thereafter do not express favor nor cause injury, hurt the recipient's feelings, their reward is with their Lord. There shall be no fear upon them, nor shall they grieve. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, we have learned that one should happily pay zakah, knowing this fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant him a better recompense. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, sadaqah does not cause reduction in wealth. Apparently, by giving zakah, wealth seems to be reduced, but in fact, it continues to increase like a tree that gives a strange look after pruning, but it brings out about its growth. So, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we have been looking at so many aspects through which we have to pay our rights to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And one aspect of paying our rights to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is through zakat. And we were continuing with the discourse of zakat, and we're looking at 15 points that Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Ali has mentioned with regards to what 15 benefits we gain from zakat. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, in our next episode, we will continue from here. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way.